Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. My delegation wishes to congratulate you on the manner in which you have led the group of this group of governmental experts on laws. We also wish to note our appreciation for the rich debate that we've had in the second session, which is a crucial stage, allowing the group to move from the exploratory stage to an active stage in forming substantial recommendations on a clarification, review, and development of a normative and operational framework on emerging technologies on laws. My delegation aligns itself with the declaration made by the delegation of Venezuela as part of NAM, and we wish to come back to the following points. We are loyal to our historic commitment to international humanitarian law and its development, and we reiterate our support for the GGE process and the humanitarian objectives which aim to counter the issue of SALA, to face it in order to ensure an effective way to prevent the serious and imminent threats coming from these systems, as have been identified in the documents of the group, while guaranteeing the peaceful use of emerging technologies for socio-economic development. My delegation believes that all weapons, including those which have autonomous functions, must remain at all times under the control and direct oversight of human beings, and this has to be in line with international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law. Moreover, human control of weapon systems must be continuous throughout their life cycle. In this regard, weapons which can select and engage in autonomous way in terms of targets without the direct oversight of a human being must be qualified as laws. From a practical point of view, it is necessary to identify criteria allowing to improve the interaction, human-machine interaction, and human control, to have practical rules to be part, once they are completed, of a legally binding instrument. The ethical dimension of the issue of laws is a major part of our debate, and in this regard, it is recommendable that we place high importance on the ethical consideration through specifying the essential principles on this in a legally binding instrument. We think that this will be certainly of value. We share the concerns over the rapid development and the possible use of laws in armed conflicts, Chair. This requires urgent measures which meets the challenges, the scale of the challenges related to laws, and we must reinforce the mandate of the GGE in order to allow it to crystallize commitments so that it can act in a preventive manner and anticipate humanitarian issues and international security challenges which may be posed by emerging technologies in the field of laws, where voluntary mechanisms are not adapted in order to meet the challenge. Within a prospect of having a mandate for negotiation within the GGE, we could base ourselves in our future work on the guiding principles. These could develop and deepen our work on the legal and technical and military aspects, as well as the conclusions of the group, as they were reflected in the reports from the previous 3 years. We consider that this basis, which remains relevant for the work of the GGE, is not the purpose or the final outcome of the GGE. In this regard, we believe that clear commitments have to be at the centre of the normative and operational framework to face the challenges posed by laws. The importance of these commitments is all the more clear given that the group of experts has, after 7 years of work, not yet managed to exhaustively and unequivocally identify the international laws which are relevant to laws. This requires codification so that we can have a legal framework in line with the principle of the continuous development of international law, which is in the preamble of the CCW. This takes into consideration the specificity of the CCW. Its scope of application could be expanded through a protocol rather than a legally binding document, which could speak about developments of in weapons or how hostilities are to be conducted. This could contain what we already have existing, but also have new obligations in order to facilitate the uniform application of rules on laws. We would like to see reflected in the final report specific recommendations on the normative and operational framework through the negotiation of a legally binding instrument. Under the CCW, which would contain prohibitions and recommendations in order to deal with the risks posed by developments in the